Hello. Yeah, I'm here. No, my roommates are home and they're trying to sleep. Is everything okay? Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be okay. How can I help? You just wanted to hear my voice? I can do that for you. What do you need? Me talking to you about random stuff? Compliments? Something to soothe you? I can provide whatever you need. Some reassurance? Yeah, of course I can do that. And before your brain starts to say it, you're literally never a burden, okay? I understand that it's just one of those nights. It's okay. You're allowed to have one of those nights. You're allowed to not be okay. That's not going to change anything about you, and it's not going to change how I feel about you in any way. I love you. Like, so fucking much. Whatever that voice in your head is saying, whether it's like, hey, you shouldn't have called her, or, she doesn't want to be with you, or maybe it's even, you're just an inconvenience to everyone around you. Whatever the fuck it's saying, it's not real. That's simply not how I feel, in the slightest. And your brain can't tell me otherwise. Your brain doesn't control how I feel. I control how I feel. And I love you. And I'm so lucky to call you mine. I'm so blessed to have someone like you in my life. You know that? Well, it's true. You make me smile on my worst days, make me feel loved and safe. Making me feel safe is not something to shirk at either. You're the only person I've been with that has made me feel that way constantly and consistently. I know that if I'm having a bad day, you'll be there for me. I know that if I need someone to distract me, you'll come in with something new to talk to me about for hours. Watching your face light up when you talk about something that interests you is one of my favorite things. Asking you questions about it and listening to your answers, it's something I will never tire of. You know why? Because I love you. All of you. There is nothing about yourself that you need to change or be more of. You're enough as you are. You're more than enough, if I'm being honest. You're such a good person and you mean everything to me. I love you. What do you mean by that? Of course I love you. I would say I love you from the bottom of my heart, but even that isn't enough. There's no comprehensive list of words that I could say that would make you understand just how much I love you. Just how much you mean to me. You are more than my world. Is there any way I can make you understand that? I know. I just love you so damn much, and you mean a lot to me. Before you ask, yes, even like this, I love you just the way you are, even when you're sad, even when you're not okay. I wouldn't change anything. You're perfect just the way you are. How do I know I'm sure? Because I can feel it. When I first saw you, I thought you were the most attractive person I had ever laid eyes on. Truthfully, I didn't even believe you were real. And then a mutual friend introduced us, and I couldn't believe I was talking to you. You were so fucking stunning, and I'm just little old me. And then our first conversation went on for hours. It was just one topic to the next, finding out our opinions and things we liked and how similar we were. Within a few hours of talking to you, I felt as if I had known you my entire life. Something in my gut just told me, this is my person. You're my soulmate. I couldn't let you leave without getting your number. And now here we are. I wouldn't change anything about our story. Sure, we've had some hiccups like every relationship, but we always communicate and we talk like adults. You're the first person I fell in love with. If I believed in love at first sight, I would say that because that's genuinely how I feel about you. The moment I laid eyes on you, I knew. I love you too, baby. I love when you're put together. I love when you're falling apart. I love when you're being a goof. I love when you're explaining something to me that goes way over my head. I love that we can have conversations and agree to disagree without it being a big deal. I love that look on your face when I said something dumb that you think is cute. I love that you don't judge me. I love that I can be myself with you. I love how when you're cold, you slowly get closer to me and you pretend that I don't notice. I love how your eyes sparkle in the sun, or they get this adorable glitter whenever you get passionate about a topic. Honestly, if I listed everything I love about you, we would be here all night and you would end up falling asleep on the phone with me. Or you would get too flustered and tell me to stop while secretly enjoying it. Oh, come on. I know you like it when I fluster you, but I'm not here to do that. Not tonight. Tonight is about you and making you know how much I love and appreciate you regardless of what you're thinking. I can promise you right now, whatever you're thinking simply isn't true. My number one reasoning is, how do you know what I'm thinking? You're not in my head. You don't know my thoughts. You don't see how I see you. To me, you're the most perfect person in the world. It's just a bad night. You're not the bad one here. You're not a burden. You're the love of my life, my world, my beloved. Never think for a single second that you're being a burden to me, because you're not. You have never been and you never will be. Do you understand that? How do I know that? I just know. Have I ever been a burden to you when I'm not doing great? Exactly. So why would it be any different when you aren't doing so good? It's not different. It's the exact same thing. I'm not going anywhere. No matter how much your brain tells you you're pushing me away or you don't deserve this and you don't deserve to be happy, it's wrong. You're not pushing me away no matter how hard you try. And you do deserve happiness. You deserve love and respect and safety. You deserve to feel like something precious, something amazing and otherworldly, because that's what you are to me. There's nothing you could do to make me not love you. Okay, well, maybe not anything. Obviously, if you did something horrific like murder a child, I'd be like, but why? Maybe if you had a good reason, maybe if it was like baby Stalin, then I would be like, yeah, I understand. But I don't think you're going to be murdering anyone anytime soon. Do you? That's what I thought. Are you feeling any better? Good, good. I'm glad. If you're feeling better, I'm going to have to get off the phone. But don't panic. Don't freak out. I'm still going to talk to you. I'll text you as soon as I hang up, okay? I love you. No, I love you more. Fine, you can win. Only for tonight, though. I love you more, and I'll text you.